This is Angel Purley, and you're listening to the Music Journeys podcast.
Welcome to another edition of the Music Journeys podcast. I'm Mike Foley. If you live in Columbus, you already know this, but for our friends outside the city and the state of Ohio, Columbus has some amazing talent, whether it's music, art, performing arts, you name it. And a perfect example of that talent comes with our guest for this episode. Angela Purley has come a long way musically in the last decade, and you can hear it in her new release titled 430. Here on Music Journeys, Purley reflects on her Central Ohio roots, talks about the new songs, shares her biggest music moment so far, and of course takes part in the Fast Five. Angela Purley, our featured guest on this edition of Music Journeys. Thanks for listening.
I'm Angela Purley, and this is my music journey.
Angela Purley feels good about the direction of her music. 430 marks her third full-length record, but the first she's co-produced with longtime guitarist and collaborator Chris Connor.
It's taken me a while to kind of develop over the years, and this record is still very much a full band record, but Chris and I kind of leading the way. But I feel like this is definitely more streamlined, and it is the first independent release I've put out, and just kind of figuring out how to do that. There's definitely some challenges, but there's great rewards and kind of learning and taking everything that we've learned and everything I've learned from the last, 10 years and kind of putting it towards this album. So it feels really good. So I've lived in Columbus my whole life, and I am 33 now. Grew up in Hilliard. Earliest memories were dancing to oldies music, I think, on my back porch as a kid. 50s and 60s pop music, really. I was the one kid on the school bus that always be change to the oldies, rock and roll and pop music. And I started writing songs in high school. So that's kind of when my love for songs and actually writing songs began. And at first I was actually kind of nervous to perform songs. So I remember for school projects, I would kind of make little parody songs, and I was learning guitar and some chords, and I would kind of make little joke songs for extra credit. But then I realized, I like to do this, and it's kind of fun to play guitar and sing in front of people. And that was kind of breaking the ice to get into songwriting. And I went to college in OU in Athens, moved back to Columbus around 2009. I'd play at coffee shops and pizza shops and stuff, and just getting into a little bit of the city scene at an early age. And I feel like Columbus, as I've continued to grow as a musician, has just been so supportive, and there's definitely a really strong music scene here, an art scene, performing art scene. And I think it's really helped just create a really great base for me and for my band, just playing in Ohio. It's definitely a really strong city.
It's 4:30 and I'm not sleeping. Cutting the wild from home for the weekend.
The title track of the album and the song itself is just about kind of overcoming obstacles and kind of keep going. And I felt like it's definitely a really personal song with me and just like kind of my musical journey and also, you know, relationships. And it kind of just set the tone for the album. It's a lot of reflection. And then it's also, there's some kind of just character driven songs in there too.
Takes comfort in long silences, hangs her clothes out to dry. Don't look back, Mary, it's already gone. Kissing strangers' lips, breaking promises.
That one kind of came as more so kind of as a poem, and I write a lot of songs kind of as little poems, like little scenes in my head. And yeah, it definitely it's kind of like a broken character, but there's some beauty, and I always tend to go for those kind of a more tragic but also kind of idolized character in my songs for some reason. Dangerous Love, we have been trying to capture that song for so long. It was like too new for the last record, which was out in 2016, Homemade Vision. It's probably the oldest song that's on this record because we've been playing it for a while, but we've really also, just from playing it so many times, we finally kind of captured it the right way. It's really fun. But yeah, that definitely has a little, you can probably hear a little of the 50s vibe influences going on in there. It's a fun song.
So I'm gonna keep on moving. I'm gonna sing my songs to whoever cares to listen. Along this one.
music really does connect people from all different backgrounds. It means so much. It's just kind of, to me, it's celebrating life and relationships. And I think the biggest thing is it brings community together. And just from playing shows, I've kind of realized that people will meet at our shows and they'll become friends or they'll get married or there's all these things. It kind of has a life of its own, and music, it just helps you get through hard times or good times. It's just kind of like a celebration and reflection of life, and it's a great outlet for, it's very therapeutic to have music in your life. Probably the biggest kind of moment for me was when we got to open up for Lucinda Williams, and she's my all-time, you know, one of my all-time favorite songwriters and musicians, and her music really kind of really turned me on into really kind of developing kind of like what I am now. Because when I first heard her voice and I first heard her songs, I immediately felt connected, and I immediately felt like, wow, this, you know, I never considered myself really like a singer, and there was something about her that was so real and authentic, and just it hit me so hard that she was just such a huge inspiration. So when I got to open up for her, it was just so surreal, and just getting to like meet her, and I've met her several times, and she's just so positive and cool. And I remember her just saying that, you know, just to keep doing it, and that every artist is on, you know, a different journey, and people get maybe to the same place eventually, but it's like everyone has their own path and different times to get to different places. And I thought that was very just wise and really, really cool of her. So I'll never forget that. Is it love? Is it love? Each album kind of grows organically, and I feel like I never have time to really even like kind of think about it, but I do, just with kind of having a little more room and flexibility on like traveling, and just with like the band, I definitely more so just am excited to just work with different, you know, continue working with really talented musicians and engineers and producers. And I think that that's kind of like the really fun part about of like making albums, is you just and playing music, is that I get to just like get to meet all these really cool artists and just kind of continue doing that. And I feel like that always is a really big inspiration for the music too.
We had one last bit of fun with Angela Purley on the Fast Five. Here we go.
First song you can remember hearing that you loved.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if I had a month. I'm trying to think of, this is too hard. It's probably, I mean, my dad like hammered like AC/DC at a really young age, and like It's a Long Way to the Top was kind of like the little anthem.
It's a long way to the top.
then we ended up covering it with the band for guys, kind of like little encore kind of wild card song. So that's definitely one that I've had for a long time that stands out as hearing probably the most times in my life and loving. It just never gets old.
So how about the song that makes you feel the most nostalgic?
This is, I don't know. Oh man, probably Mazzy Star, Fade Into You. I love that song, and it takes me back to like high school and learning songs and kind of playing in coffee shops with my friends.
Perfect. That's perfect.
Okay.
How about your go-to song for dancing?
Right now, it's Lily Hyatt's Trinity Lane. I love that. I don't know if most people dance to that, but I can't. it's my dancing song. It's my, like, roll down the windows, dance in my car, dance anywhere. Yeah,
great,
I love it.
Great. How about the song that makes you feel like working out? Motivator song.
Yeah, motivator song. I'm trying to think of my go-to. I gotta think of my little... I don't know. That's a tough one. I work out a lot, so I'm trying to think of, like,
let's go.
For some reason, and this is not really a good workout song, but whenever I'm doing long runs, this song always like comes up on my playlist, but Neil Young's Down by the River. For some reason, I'm always running at the very, like, the last leg, listening to that song. So it's become that's a classic older one that I've been listening to.
Okay, last one. The song that lifts you up when you're feeling down.
I Get By with a Little Help from My Friends. That always makes me feel happy.
Angela Purley's album release show takes place Friday night at Scully's Music Diner. Several tour dates around the state and the country as well coming up. You can find all the details at angelapurley.com. My thanks to Angela Purley for her time and especially her music. I'm Mike Foley. Talk to you again on the next Music Journey.